This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Today, let's go visit one of the first spacecraft which American astronauts flew into outer space, the Liberty Bell 7, the second U.S. manned space capsule in history. The spaceship is being exhibited in a special custom-designed display case designed by an engineer in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we met engineer Eric Spurgeon. He also designed this unique display case. Spurgeon grew up in southwest Kansas and always had an interest in how things work. From an early age, he knew he wanted to be an engineer. Spurgeon earned his degree in mechanical engineering at K-State and worked as an engineer in northeast Kansas for 3 years. Then Spurgeon and his wife moved to Bueller, where he operates the Iron Hedge Company today. In September 2017, Spurgeon had launched his own engineering consulting company called Tarhun 3D. Tarhun is an ancient Assyrian word meaning to conquer, Spurgeon said. 3D refers to the company's motto, Design, Develop, Deliver, plus the fact that they use advanced 3D CAD software. Our goal is to conquer hard engineering challenges in the mechanical space, Spurgeon said. One challenging project was to design the display case for the Liberty Bell 7 space capsule. The Liberty Bell 7 was launched on July 21, 1961, carrying astronaut Gus Grissom. The flight was successful, but disaster almost occurred after the landing. Ironically, it was not outer space that was almost fatal. It was the ocean and the near drowning which followed. The Liberty Bell 7 successfully splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean. A Marine helicopter was there to pick it up. Suddenly, the space capsule's hatch blew open prematurely, and it started to fill with water. Astronaut Grissom managed to get out of the capsule before it sank, but his spacesuit was taking in water through the oxygen vent. He nearly drowned before the Marine helicopter could pluck him from the water. The space capsule was lost on the ocean floor under 15,000 feet of water. As the National Air and Space Museum website states, this was the second U.S. human spaceflight and the first one that was nearly fatal. Liberty Bell 7 remained on the ocean floor for nearly 4 decades. In 1999, a deep-sea salvage mission was able to locate and retrieve it. In order to facilitate its recovery and conservation, NASA voluntarily gave the spacecraft's title to the Cosmosphere Museum in Hutchinson, Kansas, where the spacecraft resides today. It is the only Mercury, Gemini, or Apollo spacecraft loaned by astronauts that the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum does not own. Liberty Bell 7 can be viewed in a special sealed display case that has temperature and humidity controls as designed by Eric Spurgeon of Tarhun 3D. It was an honor to help preserve such a unique piece of space history, states the Tarhun 3D website. This is only one example of the type of creative projects taken on by Tarhun 3D. In another case, Tarhun 3D helped develop a groundbreaking device that implements a type of radio frequency thermal treatment, which is expected to increase the efficacy of current cancer treatments. The company offers its engineering services on a project basis. Many projects involve transportation or industrial processing equipment. Agricultural projects include development of a custom fertilizer application toolbar and a spray boom specifically designed for the rice fields of California. Other projects range from filtration equipment to explosion suppression and containment. I love problem solving, Spurgeon said. We get referred to the hard stuff that other people don't want to tackle, he said. Tarhun 3D has more than 40 clients in 12 industries all across the U.S. It's an impressive business to find in a rural community such as Bueller, population 1,325 people. Now that's rural. For more information, go to www.tarhun3d.com. It's time to leave the Cosmosphere Museum, where the historic Liberty Bell 7 spacecraft can be viewed in a special display case designed by a rural Kansas engineer. We commend Eric Spurgeon of Tarhun 3D for making a difference with his mechanical design expertise, helping companies solve engineering problems that are out of this world. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.